throughout the summer. We'll not only talk to those involved in the action on the field, Mitch Stark just with us before, but those who are tasked with running the game off the field and the many issues that face cricket and cricket in Australia across the coming months. One of those is the Chief Executive of the Australian Cricketers Association, Todd Greenberg. Todd, great to have you on SEN Test Cricket.
G'day, Jared. Nice to chat to you again. Thank you.
What have you made of the start of the Test summer?
Well, it's just great to see red ball cricket back. 5 days of Test cricket, hopefully, and it was wonderful to see some of our boys make lots of runs, and I was actually pleased to see the West Indies bat so well late into the evening last night, so should augur well for a great day three today.
What do we think of the Test starting on a Wednesday and the trick of scheduling international cricket?
Yeah, look, not ideal. I think even Cricket Australia would probably admit to that. The timing of the Test ultimately has been dictated by the circumstances of what is, as you and I both know, an unbelievably packed schedule. So, you know, part of me empathises with Cricket Australia on the challenges of that schedule, but hopefully the quality of the cricket will build some momentum for us, particularly this Test, and then into the next 4 Test matches and for the remainder of the summer. So it's a very inexact science. I think we've got real challenges in our sport of how we maximise our attendances through what is a very difficult scheduling process with multiple stakeholders involved.
How important is it, Todd, do you think, to have not necessarily packed stands, but a sound representation at the grounds for what we regard as the most cherished form of the game here?
I think it's fundamentally important for a number of reasons. If I look at it first and foremost through the commercial lens, I think it's really important for our broadcast partners who, you know, invest significantly in the game to make sure when they broadcast it that there are people through the stands and at the games, because it does create a better broadcasting environment. So that's clearly the commercial lens. I think it's super important in the domestic sense for the local community, local cricket spectators to have the opportunity to participate and to come and attend that once in a year opportunity. And third, through a lens of participation and next generation, we want to make sure kids are still enamoured by the longer form of the game. I love T20 cricket, and lots of people do, but there are other ways to digest cricket, and we've got to remember that continually. And the best way to do that is take people live, show them that experience, get them up close and personal to what it looks like and feels like. And, you know, part of that is on us to give them a great product. So all of those things are super important in my eyes.
Do you know, or do you have a view as to whether enough has been done to promote, to advertise these games on the ground in their cities, particularly the ones before the school holidays hit and the traditional dates of Melbourne and Sydney?
Yeah, look. I don't know the answer to that question completely. What I do know is, and I was in Perth only last month, and I know that the WA community love their cricket, and the players I've spoken to said they've been incredibly warmly welcomed, and they're rapt to be playing a Test match back in Perth, so I know that as a fact. But, you know, starting on a Wednesday, you know, school still hasn't finished. It is hard. It's a tough assignment, and as I said, it's not an exact science. And look, you know, there's a lot of good people at Cricket Australia who've got great experience in marketing big events and selling tickets, and they've done well over time. So I hope over the summer it does improve and we get good numbers through to our grounds. I think it's important. And, you know, the other lens that I didn't add before about the importance is the quality that the players feel inside a stadium when it's full. You know, you'll get better performances from your athletes and your players when there's, you know, lots of people inside stadiums and grounds to play in front of. That's factual, and any player will tell you they love playing in front of big crowds, so it's very important.
This Test summer has begun after a period of what has amounted to culture wars within cricket. We've been discussing this for about the last month, Todd. I'm so interested from the association that looks after the players. Have you got any metrics? Have you got any measures, say, to what the public attitude toward the team is and maybe was after, you know, the moving events of morning one, taking a knee, a barefoot ceremony on the flag, and how that fits in with that, with those who would deride it as woke?
Yeah, it's certainly captured lots of attention, these sorts of discussions. I know that as the governing body, Cricket Australia will have lots of measurements in place, whether they're the modern-day versions of an MPS and those sorts of things, which will tell you you know, brand ratings, and they'll tell you perceptions of people. But, you know, from my perspective, we live in a modern day world where everyone has an opinion on everything, and that's okay. But, you know, our players, I've said this to you before, Jared, on your program, our players are more than just cricketers. And, you know, someone like Pat Cummins is a man who's very true to his own values. And I believe over the long term, the surest way to actually go backwards is to betray your own values. So, you know, I'm glad that our players stand for something. I'm glad they believe enough in it to do the things they're currently doing. And that won't appease everybody. And that's okay. We're not in a position to try to be everybody's best friend. But we are trying to do what we think is best for the game and inclusive for the game. And I think in the long term, that will be rewarded.
I don't think we've ever had the need to run opinion polling on an Australian captain. How do you think he would be faring, Pat Cummins?
Look, I think he's doing a great job. I think it'd be fair to say he's still learning and growing into that current role. But I think he's doing a wonderful job. I mean, clearly he's a great tactician on the field, and he's a great leader off the field. And as I said before, he's got views on things, as all our players do. And I encourage them to have those views. I encourage them to share those views. You know, Pat has been very vocal on his support for climate. And, you know, if you just look at it now, you speak to some kids who play community cricket, they've probably had one hit over the last 6 weeks because of the rain, sodden grounds all throughout the country. And some of those are, you know, overturned by the fact that we've had some unbelievably hot days in previous summers. That's already impacting the game in a very real way. So what Pat's been saying is probably no different to just about every major corporation in this country over the last 10 years talking about the impacts of climate. Pat believes in it. So if he believes in something, I've encouraged him continually to say something and use his platform for good. And as I said, that won't impress everybody, but that's okay because everyone has an opinion and Pat does as well.
Todd Greenberg is the Chief Executive of the Australian Cricketers Association. Todd, are you any clearer on a date for Dave Warner's appeal against his lifetime leadership ban?
No, I don't have a time frame, and I'm hoping to have one soon. As you know better than most, we've been advocating to have Dave's leadership ban lifted for the best part of a year now, and I'm hoping that does take place. I can't be assured of when and how and when that will happen, but hopefully it's soon, because it's taken, in my mind, quite a long time to get to this position. You know, having got to know Dave a little bit since I joined the ACA, I can tell you he's a very selfless guy. He genuinely puts the team first, and that's not just my view. A lot of the boys who play alongside him will tell you that exact same thing. So, look, it is with Cricket Australia and their third party now with a panel. And I hope over the short period of time we'll get some resolution on that, particularly for Dave.
Yeah, so the most practical application of this, Todd, is the BBL period immediately after the Sydney Test. Do you feel confident it will be resolved by then? So if there is a desire for Dave to captain the Thunder and the hearing goes his way, he would be able to do so?
Well, I'd like to think so, because if it doesn't, and it's a significantly missed opportunity, not just for Dave himself personally, but it's a missed opportunity for cricket. You know, the BBL is full of young, aspiring cricketers trying to make their way. And the only way they're going to get better and develop their own craft is to learn from those who've been there before. And Dave has the opportunity to do that. In fact, he's willing, ready and able and put his hand up to lead and to support that next generation of players. So, you know, if we don't get resolutions in that time frame, it will be a significantly missed opportunity. And I'm hopeful that's not the case. And I'm hopeful and confident that we will get an outcome. But time is starting to tick.
And are you clear on what the parameters are? What will Warner have to prove at the hearing? Does he know that yet?
Not in its complete terms, but on a simple level, what I think it will look like is Dave will submit an application that will talk to the fact that he's learnt significantly through this last period of time and that he's probably better for it. I think he's a better leader now than what he was 4 or 5 years ago, because in any leadership role, people make mistakes, and if you learn from those and apply them, you'll become better for it. And I think that's a perfect script for Dave. And I think a lot of it should be forward-facing about what he can contribute to cricket over, let's face it, the back end of his career. He won't be here forever. We won't have the opportunity to use David on the field, in for a long period of time. So this is a opportunity at the back end of his career for him to give something back to the game. So I think that's what will take the focus of that submission.
And Todd, as we close this chat, has the ACA shut down its past player function, which had been, a tradition at a certain day of each home test match across a good many summers?
No, we certainly haven't, although we have had a little bit of feedback from members about some of the changes we have made. We've actually created two functions this year, not one, and we've moved out of some of the corporate hospitality area, and then we're going to have an additional function for our former players at every state game. So we're doing one at a Shield game later in the year. And actually, we're working on a new initiative, which I think will be really wonderful. I haven't quite been able to tie down the details, but hopefully by the time I talk to you in Adelaide, I'll be able to share with you the details of what we are doing with some of our past players. And it will be really well received, I think. So no, certainly not. We're looking to increase it, not decrease it, that's for sure.
Okay, so... But it's not quite the formal hospitality. So the idea of a ticket and a $30 food and beverage voucher, is that accurate?
That is accurate. Yeah, we have moved from a corporate hospitality function to sitting in stands and not having that function. And look, to be fair, the last couple of years we've seen very dwindling numbers in these areas. And, you know, if you don't fill the room, ultimately it becomes a very inefficient use of members' money. In saying that, though, that we'll get to the end of the summer and we'll review it. And, you know, if the feedback from our members is that's something they really want, then we'll look at it again. But we are looking to try something a little different this summer. And that's an initiative which I'm close to finalising, which, as I said to you, I'm happy to probably share when we catch up at the Adelaide test.
All right. I look forward to doing that. Todd, thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Jared. Nice to chat. Cheers.